Yeah, really excited for our next guest. I absolutely love this bloke. I it's a bit sad because I don't think we got him on the show enough over the 5 years that we were here.
Well, but to be fair, he's had a bit on. Yeah. It's hard to actually lock him down.
But I messaged him last night and we were texting and he said, I nearly wrote you a song. I didn't, but I nearly did.
It's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts. But we'll definitely, I mean, you know, Luca Brasi, one of Tassie's biggest music exports, and he's definitely going to be on our national show. Please welcome to the show from Luca Brasi, it's Tyler Richo Richardson.
Richo.
G'day, boys. Good morning.
Richo, it's the thought that counts, mate. And thank you for thinking about writing a song for us.
I will. Yeah. I actually will. I was thinking about it when I messaged you. I thought I should have put something together.
Nah, mate. You can write something for the national show. There
I'll put something together for
And
you.
Also, we are... Look, I'm going to spoil it. We are going to play one of your songs. One of your newer songs. Just say that that's about us.
Yeah. It's about text how much her. I am I'm in love with
her.
You deeply. Yeah.
I know it's called Text Her, but it's about us, weirdly.
Text them.
Don't listen to it too intently. Just imagine Tyler singing to Jimmy Nose.
Oh, how are you, buddy? How's things?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Yeah. I don't think I've... I wouldn't get up... I'd get up this early normally, but not for anyone else but myself.
Yeah.
That's how much I care about you boys.
And you've instantly made up for no song.
Yeah, no song either. Yeah, there you go.
Look, I love you, mate. Like I said, you know, I wish we got to spend more time together, but, you know, 100%. we both work in the entertainment industry and, you know, there's a lot of sacrifices that come, you know, in your personal life. I want to say I bloody loved your podcast with friend of the show, Mitchy McPherson.
Oh,
thanks,
unreal.
Thanks. Yours too.
Yeah, no, thanks, man. I think there's something that, you know, you mentioned, which I really felt the same, is I've made a lot of mistakes in my life and I've hurt a lot of people and I've done some things I'm not proud of. But then I think back to, you know, people always ask me, would I change those things? And I think, well, would I have learned those lessons and would I be where I am today? And I don't know, I just feel like I've really got that in common with you, man.
Yeah, man, I don't think that you would have. I don't think you'd be the same person. I don't think I'd be the same person that I am now.
Yeah.
Are you happy where you are now, you know, babe, little kid on the way?
Man, I've got like 8 days, yeah. Man, I'm stoked. Life's ended up very probably different than I thought it would have been 10 years ago, especially when we started the band and we were writing songs about being young and whatever the hell I was writing songs about.
Chewies.
Not the same stuff I'm writing songs about. Yeah, that sort of garbage. But yeah, look, man, I'm...
Actually,
old.
That is an interesting one.
Mate, like, you're not old. You've got heaps of life.
You're a whippersnapper, mate. Look, you're in here at 6:30. If you're old, you would be in here. No, Rich, I mean, that's an interesting one. Talk about the change in the way that you've been writing and creating music as well from when you first started. I mean, you just alluded to there. Yeah. You're doing some solo stuff as well. Like, how has that changed in terms of how you're putting songs together now?
I guess it's with a different lens over the top of it. Yeah. I mean, at the time, it was probably more this... At the very start, you know, the music about, you know, hedonism and being a young, selfish man, whereas now it's more about reflecting on building a life with someone else and for someone else,
I guess.
Rather than all this... Yeah, anyway, it's very different songs than it was at the time.
No, it's interesting, because, I mean, we've spoken about it when we announced that this is going to be our last week, and obviously today's our last show, is how different the show sounded in 5 years. I mean, you're talking 10 years, double the amount of time. Like, our show was completely different in 2018. Of course, we brought producer Grace in. She cleaned up everything as much as she could.
As much as she could.
She's still sweeping. And just a lot more cleaning up
places.
Absolutely. She goes, has anyone cleaned this place before? It's disgusting. But I feel like not only as a show, like with the show, but as people, we've grown so much.
And that's it.
It's reflected in the art you create as well.
No, like, you don't stay the same. I think a lot of people and bands get criticized, like, oh, I don't like your old stuff as good as the... Sorry, new stuff as good as the old stuff. But at the same time, everyone grows up to some degree. I mean, I'm still a moron, but like...
Well, aren't we all, mate? Aren't we all?
Deep down, it's still there. And I'm talking like I don't do stupid things still, but you know me.
Mate, we still do. I think that is... I don't know for you, but I always like... If when you do stupid stuff, you beat yourself up over it as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I hate that I do that, and I hate when other people do that, because it's like, you know, life's hard. We don't need to make it any harder on ourselves by beating ourselves up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hard lesson to learn and a long lesson to learn.
Absolutely. Yeah. And look, Richo, finally, we wanted to talk... Obviously, we've spoken spoken about it heaps. That's where we became really close, of course, was the Jack Jumpers.
Absolutely.
Eventually, when we got to do a halftime interview with you after like 9 weeks of trying
someone wasn't
with...
there at all.
Yeah. The worst one was I was texting Tyler. I was one being like, I messaged him. I'd say, yeah, we'll get him on. And then the one game I miss, they're like, yeah, we interviewed Tyler.
Yeah, I had Richo. But to be fair, and we spoke about this on the show, I almost did it because you changed seats. The other side of the court. And I was like, nah, I've got to get Richo. I've got to piss off Jimmy, if anything. But I mean, look, what a wild ride. What a wild ride the Jack Jumpers was. I mean, you guys got to perform the centre court, which was absolutely unbelievable. You're wearing the Scotty Roth jumper.
Yeah, thanks to you boys and Electric Wiki.
Good people, Electric Wiki. You got some t-shirts as well, though.
I've got some shirts for you guys, but I couldn't find them this morning.
Mate, it's early.
I was going to write your song.
You're getting old.
I was going to bring you some
lots of empty promises, man.
Now, look, like I said, mate, you know, the...
far out.
No, we love you. It's fine. The door's always open. I hope we continue this and, you know, jump on the national show and... you know, I mean, it's R&B Fridays today, but stuff it. We're going to play Text Her.
Mate, we were talking before. We're just going to break all the rules today. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. It's your last day, boys.
What are they going to do? They're going to force us?
Do you want to say anything about Text Her before we play it? Or
I guess this is going back to that thing I was talking about before with that, I don't know, reflecting on what this life I have sort of wound up living, the amazing opportunities I've got has got me to this bizarre point in my life sitting here talking to you, boys.
All right. Well, here it is. Have a listen to this, guys. Text Her. The name of the song.
I love this. It's an absolute banger.
We heard a little teaser before. Jimmy and I were playing it off air. I'm like, this is unreal. So stop it because I want to hear it live. But Tyler Richardson from Luca Brasi. Good morning.
Thank you, boys.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.